Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 8th of July. The crash in international tourism due to the coronavirus pandemic could cause a loss of more than $4 trillion to the global GDP for the years 2020 and 2021, according to a report presented by the United Nations World Tourism Organization, which says international tourism and its closely linked sectors suffered an estimated loss of $2.4 trillion in 2020. With COVID-19 vaccinations being more pronounced in some countries than others, the report says tourism losses are reduced in most developed countries but worsened in developing countries. The tourism sector is expected to recover faster in countries with high vaccination rates, but experts don't expect a return to pre-COVID-19 international tourist arrival levels until 2023 or later. Developing countries have borne the biggest brunt of the pandemic's impact on tourism. They suffered the largest reductions in tourist arrivals in 2020, estimated at between 60% and 80%. The most affected regions are Northeast Asia, Southeast Asia, Oceania, North Africa, and South Asia, whilst the least affected ones are North America, Western Europe, and the Caribbean. Those who have been inoculated with both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine can now visit Sikkim, as the state government has lifted the temporary ban on the entry of visitors to other parts of India. In a notification, the Home State Department said fully vaccinated tourists can enter the Himalayan state through Rangpo in East Sikkim and Meli in South Sikkim after exhibiting their vaccination certificates at the border check gates. The state government has also allowed hotels, guest houses and homestays to operate at 50% capacity with strict adherence to COVID protocols. Shopping malls, showrooms and shops have also been allowed to open at full capacity with strict compliance with safety guidelines. Dusit has expanded its portfolio of hotels in the Middle East with the opening of the Dusit D2 Nassim Resort Jabal Akhtar, the first Dusit-branded hotel in Oman. Owned by the Oman Tourist Development Company, the executive arm of the Sultanate for Tourism Development, the resort is located within a brand new 8,000 square meter adventure park on the Saik Plateau in the Jabal Akhtar area, just a 5-minute drive from the Grand Canyon of the Middle East and 2 hours by car from Muscat International Airport. The resort features 252 rooms and suites, a variety of meeting and event spaces, an all-day dining restaurant, a fitness centre and a large outdoor swimming pool. Dusit Didi Nassim Resort Jabal Akhtar will also soon offer educational hiking, cycling and quad biking tours to ancient forts, traditional markets and other local attractions, such as the historic town of Nizwa, known as the Pearl of Islam. Kazakhstan carrier Air Astana filed a lawsuit accusing plane maker Embraer of leasing planes that were unsafe to fly and that had to be grounded. Air Astana is seeking nearly $12 million. The complaint said Embraer was grossly negligent and displayed a reckless indifference to human life. Embraer denies the claim and will vigorously defend against the legal action. Embraer says Air Astana was the only airline that suspended use of E2 aircraft and did so only temporarily. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.